Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word this evening, this the fifth Wednesday in the season of Lent, is our gospel lesson, Luke 10, 38 to 42. And we continue our sermon series on Take Up Your Cross for different people in the Bible. Tonight we have Take Up Your Cross, Mary of Bethany, and your brothers and sisters in the faith. The book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 2, it says, the Lord says, "This is the one that I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word." Now, Mary of Bethany, not Mary the mother of our Lord, but Mary of Bethany, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, in tonight's lesson, is Mary getting anything right? Well, I suppose it depends on how you look at it. If you look at it through her sister Martha's eyes, Martha sees that Mary is being idle. In a culture where life is work, that is a cardinal sin. Martha sees that Mary is being irresponsible. A household requires a lot of effort to keep it going. Martha sees that Mary is selfish. She's leaving Martha to do all of the work. Martha sees that Mary is being inappropriate. She's sitting amongst the men of all things instead of staying in the woman's world, which is where? The kitchen. They had it right back then, right? Mary is also being ungracious, isn't she? A poor host. She's letting her guest take care of her instead of taking care of her guest. Mary is being insensitive and uncaring. Doesn't she see what is as plain as day to Martha? Doesn't she see that their guest Jesus often didn't have a place to lay his head, that he was beset by enemies, that he was weary with continuous travel and preaching and teaching and ministering? Didn't she see that he was worn down by controversy and all the labors of his calling? And now look what she has. Martha has a perfect situation. She can keep him safe, if just for one night, under her roof. She can take care of the Lord Jesus, and maybe down deep, she can outdo those other women who were helping Jesus materially. Idle, irresponsible, selfish, inappropriate, ungracious, insensitive, uncaring, Mary pretty much gets read the riot act. Does she do anything right here? Is there anything right that she does at all? Well, I guess it depends once again on how you look at it, what eyes you see it through. Or maybe we could say, I suppose it depends on how God looks at it. Isaiah chapter 55, the Lord says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And boy, does that happen tonight, in tonight's lesson, where our Lord Jesus shifts the focus on or from whether Mary is getting anything right to whether Martha is getting anything right. What does he say to her? He says, "Martha, Martha, only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." And that's right out of the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 66. "This is the one I esteem, says the Lord, the person who is humble and contrite in spirit and who trembles at my word." But while we're at it, let's read a few more verses past that. "Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word." In other words, you have respect for what God says. "You who tremble at his word, your brothers hate you, and they exclude you because of my name. yet they will be put to shame. And we want to understand here that the Lord Jesus is not taking some kind of revenge upon Martha for what she did. Martha's a believer in the Lord. There's no doubt about that. And his rebuke of Martha is actually much more gentle than Martha's rebuke of Mary. But sometimes even a believer needs to be cautioned. Even a believer in the Lord needs to be rebuked. Remember what happened to Peter in one of our recent lessons on a Wednesday evening? Jesus had to say, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind what? The things of God, but the things of men." And so also for Martha as well, too. Not the things of God, but the things of men or the things of women, both the same. But rather than focus on the rebuke of Martha, maybe it's better for us tonight to find a comfort as people who tremble at God's holy word. Because his word is something that's a delight for us to hear. It speaks to our hearts above all other voices. And yes, when it speaks condemnation on our sin, we have to say, yes, sadly, that's me. But when it speaks a pardon of sin and the blood of the cross of Christ, then we can say, yes, thankfully, that's me. God speaks to me directly through those words. But we want to recognize something, and that is that, as Martin Luther said, where a person's heart is held captive by the word of God, you can be sure that there are other words that will want to get a word in, that will want to have something to say about it and take you captive too. And so you have Mary. Quiet Mary of Bethany, of all people, being read the riot act. Mary, you're idle, you're irresponsible, you're selfish, you're inappropriate, you're ungracious, you're insensitive, you're uncaring. And all of those words that, in implication, come out of her sister's mouth all have the same effect. The same effect that happened through Peter when he tried to turn the Lord away from going to the cross. The same effect of pulling Mary away from the Lord Jesus. Pulling Mary away from the Lord and back where? Back to the kitchen. Or back wherever else it might be. And what makes that cross so painful and so confusing for Mary is that everything that Martha says has a grain of truth in it. Martha says things that are right except for the one thing that matters. And our Bible is like that. Page after page, you see the same thing. You look in the Old Testament, you remember when the children of Israel were going to enter the Promised Land, they sent out spies, and all the spies went out, and everything they said about the Promised Land is true when they said, "We can't do it, we can't do it." Except Caleb and Joshua alone, they said, "We need to hear the word of the Lord." Then there's Jeremiah, the prophet. He's called a traitor by his people, except for the fact that he was speaking from the Lord for their good. And you have our Lord Jesus himself. What did they say about him? They said he deceives the people when he was God himself in bringing his holy word to them. And so there are page after page of events like this where we see people being pulled away from God are trying to be pulled away from God, and they have to hold on to the things that he says. As a matter of fact, so much so that Jesus made it clear to his disciples, Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, he said, "Blessed are you," and what would he say? "Blessed are you when what? When people insult you, when people falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they hounded the prophets who were before you." And so with those words, the Lord makes clear that the blessed holy cross will come to those who tremble at God's word. It will come to those for whom the word of God speaks above all else. But not just the cross, something else comes as well too, and that is God's vindication. The Lord vindicated Caleb. The Lord vindicated Joshua. The Lord vindicated Jeremiah. The Lord vindicated his own son in his resurrection from the dead. And Jesus here vindicated Mary. And he also will vindicate his people, those who hear his word, those who believe his word, those who love his word, those who trust his word, and those who want no more or no less than pardon and mercy that the word of God promises in Jesus. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. And so, the book of Isaiah, chapter 51, hear me now, you who know what's right, you people who have my word in your hearts, don't fear the reproach of men, don't be terrified by their insults, for the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will devour them like wool, but my righteousness will last forever, my salvation through all generations. And also Isaiah 66, this is the person whom I esteem, the one who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. And so it was that Mary, what? Chose the good part, to hear the Lord's words, and he said that would not be taken away from her. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.